This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. How? We could be reading your letter on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband found the wrong gift. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to an interesting man for 19 years, and we have a daughter that's a freshman in college. He works two jobs by choice because he gives my daughter any and everything she asks for. He stopped spoiling me years ago, and I'm jealous. Since he works a lot, I have plenty of time alone. It's true that an idle mind is the devil's workshop, and out of sheer boredom, I started flirting with an old acquaintance on Facebook. He knows I'm married, and he's married too, so we both are bored and wanted someone else to talk to. He asked me where I worked, and I told him, but I didn't mention that I'm working remotely right now. This past Friday, he dropped a small red box off at my office, and the receptionist called me to come pick it up. She said, quote, a man that's not your husband dropped off something for you. That was nothing but shade, but I went right up to my office and got my gift. The box contained some small red lingerie and $100 cash with a sweet card. When I got home, I slid the box under my bed. When my husband came home, I was in bed. He was getting undressed and he took his wedding band off and it rolled under the bed. He saw the box and looked at me smiling. He opened it and started getting giddy. He thought it was his Valentine's present, so I had to play it off and put the lingerie on. It was way too small for me, and it almost cut my circulation off. I couldn't wait for him to rip it off. I had to go through two rounds of bad sex, but he was so happy. I want my $100 back, and I want to tell him another man gave me that gift because he sent our daughter flowers for Valentine's, and he didn't give me any. Should I tell him just to make him jealous? No, you should not. And especially you shouldn't be jealous of your daughter. I mean, you know, making him think that the gift was for him was the only option you had at the time, because that could have gotten really ugly, but not as ugly as it already is. I mean, I'm surprised you're still sleeping with him. You have so many complaints about him. You stayed in there for not one, but two rounds of bad sex, you say. So how long are you going to put up with that? You got nothing for Valentine's Day, but he got the money, the sexy undies, and he got sex with you twice. You said he stopped spoiling you years ago. You did not tell us why. Why did that stop? I mean, other than he's working two jobs now, you're thinking it's to spoil your daughter, and you're jealous of that. He's not married to his daughter. He's married to you. And the idea that you're no longer number one in his life should be unacceptable to you. You left a lot out in this letter. You guys have grown very far apart. Now you're thinking about cheating with someone from your past that you met off Facebook. I mean, that's not going to solve your marital issues. You're looking for attention. Your husband sounds clueless to your needs as far as that's concerned. And that has to change because your marriage is already in trouble. You're thinking about, I know you say you want someone to talk to, but that's how it starts, okay? That is how it starts. Those thoughts become actions. If you still want your marriage to work, I think you guys need to get in some sort of marriage counseling or therapy right away, ASAP. Steve?
Shirley, absolutely brilliant answer. I agree 100% with every single thing you said, well said, which leaves me nowhere to go in this letter except to dig and find little gems of ignorance.
Which you do so well.
That may be typed in this letter somewhere. So come on with me as I take you through the mind of the person who writes a letter like this. Even the subject, my husband found the wrong gift. Even the way he found it was just, oh, my goodness. Where you hid the gift was, oh, my goodness. How you hide a gift under a damn bed? Who do that? What is he for? What is he for? He don't go under the bed. What? How? Who hides the gift? Who do that anymore? Anyway, you've been married to an interesting man, 19 years old, got a daughter, a freshman in college. He works two jobs by choice because he gives my daughter any and everything she asks for. So now, the rest of the letter is to penalize the man for being a great father. But there's more to it, as Shirley said. He stopped spoiling me years ago, and I'm jealous. Something happened years ago that you're not putting in this letter. The man just stopped. And did he turn his attention to someone who was more appreciative? Did someone start saying, thank you, Daddy, wow, you're wonderful? Did somebody go, you're the best dad any girl could ever have? Did you stop saying you were the best husband? Thank you for all of your hard work. No, you just married to an interesting man. Then you said, since he works a lot, you got plenty of time alone. And now here we go. An idle mind is the devil's workshop, and out of sheer boredom, I started flirting with an old acquaintance on Facebook. You do understand that this entire letter is really looking like your fault. Because your husband working two jobs and spoiling your daughter, showing her how a man should treat her, giving her an example of what love looks like from the eyes of a daughter through watching her father. And you taking it as, he stopped spoiling me, I'm jealous, I'm bored, I'm flirting on Facebook. Facebook then ended a lot of marriages. Get ready for yours to be gone too.
Just hold that thought right now. We got to take a break right here. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject. I know you just got into it. Today's strawberry letter. My husband found the wrong gift. We'll get right back to it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband found the wrong gift.
Everything about this letter is crazy. This woman is married to what she claims as an interesting man who has a freshman daughter in college to both of them. He's spoiling her. He's got two jobs. She says to give the daughter any and everything she asks for. He stopped spoiling me years ago, and I'm jealous. Well, then she says since he works a lot, she got plenty of time by herself. And then she says that it's true that an idle mind is a devil's playground. So she started flirting with an old acquaintance on Facebook. Facebook then ended a lot of marriages, and this is fitting to be another one. He knows I'm married, and he's married too. So we both are bored and wanted someone else to talk to. Lady, everything you're saying is like somebody going, so what? Because you're not, all you're doing is justifying the dirt that you've done. All this is a letter filled with justification. He asked me where I worked, and I told him. Now, let me tell you something. This has been going on for a while now. Because you jumped from they want somebody else to talk to he asked me where I worked, and I told him. But I didn't mention that I'm working remotely right now. So on this past Friday, he dropped a small box office. Excuse me. He dropped a small red box off at her office. And the receptionist called me to pick it up. And she said, a man that's not your husband dropped off something for you. That was nothing but shade. Well, what you want, lady, say?
Messy.
That ain't, the lady ain't being messy or shady. This is a fact. A man dropped a red box off up here where you don't work at no more, and it wasn't your husband. But I went right up to my office and got my gift. That'll show my husband buying this girl all this stuff. That girl is your daughter. Damn. So now I show her. I went right on up there to get my gift. The box contained some small red lingerie and $100 cash. Well, I'll be there. That's all it takes.
Right.
The thought that I done put into all these gifts over the years with my wife. All of the stuff I done spent money on. All I really had to do was get a little bitty red pair of lingerie, cut her blood off, and put $100 in the box. I'll be damned.
That's it.
Boy, that's it. When you married and you know she married, all you need is a small-ass box with $100 in it. Man, get out of here. And then she said, with a sweet card. You easy. You get excited about little or nothing because you want to. When I got home, I slid the box under my bed. Excuse me. You slid the box under y'all's bed. Here go the good part. When my husband came home, I was in bed. He was getting undressed, and he took his wedding band off, and it rolled under the bed. I'll be damned. Ain't that how you get busted? Always on some dumb stuff. He took the wedding band off, and it just so had clinkly, it hit the floor and rolled under the bed. Mm-hmm. When my husband then he saw the box and looked at me smiling. He opened it and started getting giddy because he thought it was his Valentine's present. Well, I don't know how that is, because fellas, when the last time you got a present on Valentine's Day? I ain't never expected none. I'll be damned. So, dang, how old is he? He in his 80s or something? When the hell did we start getting Valentine's Day gifts? Anyway, I had to play it off and put the lingerie on. It was way too small for me, and it almost cut my circulation off. I couldn't wait for him to rip it off. I had to go through 2 rounds of bad sex, but he was so happy. I want my $100 back, and I want to tell him another man gave me that gift because he sent our daughter flowers for Valentine's, and he didn't give me any. Now, the dumbest line in this whole letter is, you want to tell your husband, let me understand this.
Okay.
That another man gave you that gift because your husband sent your daughter flowers for Valentine's Day and didn't give you any. So your snapback for that is, I'm going to tell him that another man sent this red box up to my job. I went up there and picked it up. It's too small for me, but I put it on just to deceive you. You ripped it off, and you took my $100. I want my $100 back. Should I tell him just to make him jealous? Lady, this ain't finna make him jealous. This finna cause a whole lot of other things. Jealousy gonna be your least of words in the police report when y'all fill it out. Jealousy. It's gonna be other things in the police report, like assault and battery.
Oh, boy.
Receiving stolen property. It's gonna be a lot of stuff in this police report, but jealousy won't be in there. That's all the right, dumbest Steve. Thing you could do.
All ooh, right.
Lord have mercy.
Post your comments. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.